You're listening to FMGradio.com. Welcome to The Happiness Choice, a show that shares with you the secrets to how you can find more happiness each day, with your host, Marilyn Tam.
Hello and welcome. This is Marilyn Tam, your host on The Happiness Choice. Today we have a really fun guest, Dr. Skip Hart. He's a holistic doctor, author, humanitarian, educator, and co-founder of AskDrSkip.com. Dr. Hart, or Dr. Skip as he's widely known, is certified in Oriental medicine, naturopathic medicine. He's done a residency in Oriental medicine in Seoul, Korea, and has advanced training in nutrition, homeopathy, and blood chemistry, among other specialties. Using his extensive holistic training and experience, Dr. Skip has developed protocols and wellness programs at various companies and clinics around the United States. His focus now is on infertility, bioidentical hormone replacement, anxiety, depression, and nutritional and naturopathic support, especially during cancer treatments. Dr. Skip is also an educator for the Mercier Therapy, a non-invasive manipulation technique designed to increase a woman's fertility. One of Dr. Skip's passion is his community health clinic, where patients can book an office visit and pay based on ability. He has authored health tips for the book, Networking for Novices, and will be featured in the upcoming documentary, Fertility, The Shared Journey with Mercier Therapy, to be released in the spring of 2014. I met Dr. Skip on a humanitarian trip in India. We were both there to educate and give nutritional support to over 100,000 children. Dr. Skip has experienced many challenging health situations in his own work, and through them, he's learned how to be happy. So please help me welcome Dr. Skip to the Happiness Choice radio show today. Hello, Skip.
Hello, Marilyn. How are you today?
So good to talk to you. I am so excited to have you on the show to hear and share with our audience your own secrets to happiness, because I know you've experienced so much and you've traveled to different places to support and help people in need. And of course, every day you see people who are in challenging situations, and yet you remain so happy and optimistic. What's your secret?
That's such a broad question, and I've really been thinking about how I wanted to answer that question. And, you know, I have to think that the one thing that stands out in my mind that I have heard over and over again throughout my own training postgraduately really came from the Chopra Center and synchronicity and trusting in that synchronicity and the flow of life. And that really, to me, has been my biggest, aspect that always continues to make me happy, bring me back if I seem to have, veered off the path, or, just that trusting in that synchronicity for me is just epic. And it leads me into how you and I met, which was such a unique story that I have to tell over and over again. In India, back in 2008, that was an incredible synchronicity or synchronistic sequence of events that led me to even going to India, first off, then, working with those amazing people with the nutrition and Howard Schiffer and everybody at Vitamin Angels. I mean, that was such an incredible experience. And then our friendship that subsequently bloomed from that, that's a prime example of stuff that I see continuously in my life. And the more that I open my eyes to that and allow it, the more frequently, the more often it comes into my life and just equating more to my general happiness. I mean, that's probably one of my biggest pearls.
Mm-hmm. And that's what you're saying is that the trust in life is going to unfold in a way that is going to reward what we are looking after. So I think underlying that, I'd like to hear a little bit more about what your philosophy in life, because I find that, and I talk about this in my book too, is how when we are in trust and know where we want to go. So because we're in trust, we have the trust that something is happening. And what is that something? It's usually what we're looking for. In other words, what path are we on? So do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Are you talking more from the spirituality aspect, parlaying the happiness in?
No, more talking about what's your life purpose? Because I see that you're so dedicated to helping and healing and giving of your wisdom and your skills and your expertise and your training to help other people. So that, I would guess, maybe that's a big part of your life journey, your life purpose.
It actually is the entirety of my life's purpose. Mm-hmm. You know, helping and working with people from a holistic aspect is the, I can't even imagine doing anything other than what I'm currently doing. I feel like that old doctor from 100 years ago that traveled around on a little buggy and had a little leather satchel and all kinds of, you know, random eclectic things in my bag to really work with people of, in a holistic sense, mind, body, and spirit, and working with people, that is absolutely when I know I'm my happiest. When I see that somebody has made a small change in their diet or the way that they think about something, or you know, we've used an herb or a technique to help, you know, somebody get out of stress or anxiety. You know, seeing somebody have a change for the better in their health really is sort of the fuel that continues to burn my fire, because working with people and especially from the medical aspect has always been at the top of my list. I mean, I really can't imagine doing anything else.
Mm-hmm. So that's really what I talk about in the book, The Happiness Choice, too, which is when you align with your life purpose, like you are, you know what it is that you're here to do, which is to help and heal people in a holistic manner. You are happy and you can trust that more good in that direction is coming because you have a focus on it and you are going after that in all the ways you know how.
Absolutely. I mean, absolutely. That's
mm-hmm. But I'm sure also in your work, you see a lot of people who are unhappy and who are frustrated and who are in life-threatening situations. Does that get to you? Do you ever feel like, oh, this is really making me depressed?
You know what, Marilyn? I initially, when I got out of school, my first major training residency was in infertility and women's health. And I loved every second of that. That was wonderful. But oddly enough, the universe sent me directly into treating cancer patients. Mm. And I did that for many years, right out of school. I mean, that was what I started seeing. And that was very, very, very difficult, which really led me to one of my main tenets that I live by when I, in my practice of medicine, is that emotional issues really do cause physical symptoms, diseases, whatever you want to label it. And I realize there's many people who say that. Personally, for me, in my clinic, I always have Louise Hay's book right somewhere nearby when I see a new patient. And 9 times out of 10, when they say something and I hand them her book and she flips to that, or he flips to that page, it's always dead on. I mean, just the look on their face. And so I veered off down an odd trail here, Marilyn. I'm so sorry.
I understand. What you're talking about is that to follow your life purpose and the trust in it, and the mind-body connection, so that you can understand for people that in healing, that first you have to understand that your thoughts create a lot of the ease or dis-ease in your body.
That's absolutely correct. Yes, that is so paramount. And so to really work with people on that aspect is almost always first line for me when I have somebody that I'm working with for the first time. And, you know, it is very difficult to kind of wind it back to your original question that, you know, it does take your toll. And so, you know, when I switched many years down the road and actually started working with women, again, more specifically from a wellness perspective, you know, selfishly for me, that is so much easier on my psyche than working with someone who is dying of cancer. And unfortunately, I had the terrible position of seeing most of these people when their conventional practitioners said, well, you know, there's nothing more we can do for you, you know, go on. And so that's a very hard place to see a patient in on a lot of levels. And so to really maintain, you know, personally for me, my happiness, I mean, that, you know, is always an ongoing thing. You know, I was very happily reminded by someone very special to me tonight that I do light up when people get better from the things that I recommend. And that's truly the best gift. I mean, back to being and living in my dharma. I mean, that's definitely it, working with people and trying to make them better.
So how do you keep in a positive mode when you are looking at patients who have been treated by conventional medicine and they here looking at you as a last resort? And how do you keep your spirits up?
You know, honestly, the main thing is I have to spend time in meditation in whatever form you want to call that. I do several different methods. There's some great, amazing people who have taught me some wonderful methods over the years. You know, whether you want to call it the relaxation response or the Ho'oponopono method, you know, something, infinite love and gratitude, something where I spend, you know, 5 to 10 minutes, depending on how stressful my day is, you know, maybe more often than that. Just in sort of a quiet place, being grateful to focus and really to keep myself uplifted so I am the best that I can be for the people that I work with. If you know, you have to put your oxygen mask on first before you help someone else. And really, outside of doing that meditation practice, my family and my friends are really the electricity that recharge my batteries.
Mm-hmm. And you hit upon two things that I talked about also in the book, The Happiness Choice, which is we all need a spiritual core. And you didn't use those exact words, but the meditation where you go into quiet, into the space. And oftentimes in nature, where we have an opportunity to connect with something greater so that we feel like that there is the quiet and the space and the overall comfort that there is something greater than whatever we experience in this moment, which may be getting us down. And then the second thing you said, which is, of course, having your relationships that are strong to help support you when each one of us may get to the point where we feel depleted or less than happy because of outside situations, to be able to connect back and be replenished in our relationships. That's really, you know, two of the five aspects of happiness that I talk about in the book. So that's wonderful. What about the exercise? Isn't that another big, and nutrition? Those are big things I know you talk about in your work. So how do you use that for your own health and happiness?
You're absolutely right. You could not pick two more exciting topics for me to talk about. One of them, exercise. I am a huge advocate for anything in the realm of yoga, stretching, moving your body. I'm not a very strong proponent of someone hammering the pavement, getting out there on especially not a treadmill. Those are very damaging for the joints and the muscles. But to really just find a daily practice, spending a few minutes moving your body, that so many things, emotions, lactic acid, all kinds of wonderful things that we don't really want in our muscles get locked up in there, joints, etc. And to really get your body moving is extremely important. And I have seen, both personally for myself and as well as the patients that I work with, yoga being just about the best thing that there is as far as the exercise component. The other part, nutritionally, that I like to talk about, I am a huge proponent of juicing. We juice or use one of those Vitamix type blenders 3 or 4 times a week at minimum. I can't not imagine having those things as part of my daily protocol, knowing how much better I feel when I do them. And, you know, a few days sort of off eating healthy, you know, you can start to feel that. So, you know, people that tend to have a diet rich in fast foods and processed, depleted nutritionally type foods, you know, those things are very profound on the body and make a huge, huge implication on your overall health and longevity.
And I know that you are quite a diligent person in both of those. You eat well, I mean, superbly. And as you said, stretching and yoga or some type of exercise is so critical. Any other special secrets you do to maintain? Because I know, I mean, your work schedule is pretty hectic and you travel and you have a family life. All these things, how do you balance it all to ensure that you have happiness as your overall consciousness all the time?
Well, you know, I have to say that I really think that the most important thing is for everyone to have fun. If you're not having fun doing something, it really kind of goes back to my previous thing about trusting your instincts or your gut or whatever you want to call it. You know, if you're really trusting the flow, the synchronicity, and having fun, that's really how it should be on this planet in this time. And it's so frustrating to see so many people so frustrated, I guess. But you know, I have to say that I really lived my life by that as a primary tenet, is to have fun. If you're not having fun and it's you're getting kind of a negative feeling from it, that's probably the universe, your body, your higher self telling you that that's probably not the situation or the direction or the whatever that you should be in. And so that really has propelled me through life. You know, we're here such a short time, and if you're not having fun and you're not experiencing love and being around people that you want to be around and having uplifting experiences, I just don't want to waste my time if I'm not doing those things with the people that I care about the most.
Thank you. That is so wise, because that's ultimately what we're here to do, is to live our life purpose and enjoy doing it. So having fun, what a great thing. Well, thank you, Dr. Skip. This has been so great. I can't wait till next week when we can continue our conversation and so you can share your advice to others on how to be happy. I just want to close with you giving us your website so that our listeners can find out more about you. You want to give them your website?
Absolutely. Thank you, Ms. Marilyn. This has absolutely been a pleasure. My website is www.askdrskip.com. I also, as Marilyn said at the beginning, will be featured in a documentary that's coming out in spring of next year. And you can visit that website at merciermovie.com. MERCIERmovie.com.
Thank you, Dr. Skip. Till next week.
Thank you, Marilyn. Take care.
You've been listening to the Happiness Choice Show with host Marilyn Tam. For show info, schedule, and guest bio, be sure to visit www.fmgradio.com/Marilyn Tam. That's MARILYNTAM.